in 2020, New York's Department of Labor paid out an unprecedented amount of unemployment benefits to New Yorkers who lost their jobs or saw their hours diminish due to the financial fallout from the pandemic and lockdown measures designed to curb the spread of the virus. In the course of paying out about $70 billion in assistance, about $115 million, or 16% of 1% of what was distributed, was overpaid in terms of benefits. To address what New Yorkers should do, if anything, about these overpayments, we spoke Thursday afternoon to Assemblymember LaToya Joyner, a Bronx Democrat who chairs the Chamber's Committee on Labor. Welcome to the show, Assemblymember. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to today's discussion.
So you have a bill that addresses overpayments that were made during the pandemic by the state's Department of Labor. Can you explain the goal of your legislation and how it would work if it became law?
Sure. So recently, within the past week, I introduced the Unemployment Equity and Forgiveness Act of 2021. As you said, there has been a lot of overpayment and hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers during this whole year of dealing with the pandemic struggled to pay their bills. And, you know, we know New York's rate of unemployment jumped to over 16%. And many changes in the benefit system left many New Yorkers out of work. And many tried to keep up with all of these new federal programs that were coming out, you know, the Pandemic Unemployment Assurance Assistance Program, the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program, which allowed New Yorkers to get an extra $600 the first round and an extra $300 the next round. So many New Yorkers were scrambling to get assistance. And it's, you know, very much understood why many were struggling to pay their rent, struggling to get food on the table, struggling to just pay their bills on time. So they all tried to apply to DOL to get unemployment insurance benefits. And this was their only saving grace for many New Yorkers. And, you know, not long after receiving these benefits, many received notices that they received an overpayment. And then there were threats of non-payment and that they had to repay, you know, thousands of dollars back. And if they did not, many suffered or could face liens on their homes, withholding of their wages or tax refunds. So, you know, many people were, you know, unaware that they were technically ineligible or had no idea that they were being overpaid. And, you know, now we're asking people to pay back, and many do not have the ability to pay back. Many are still left without work. And we're asking them to pay back and also potentially afford an attorney to represent them in order to get their cases resolved. So, you know, this bill is going to require the Commissioner of Labor to waive many of these overpayments, and especially for those, primarily for those who received this overpayment that was not due to fraud or on the fault of the claimant. So that's the standard right now.
And how would your bill, or I guess how would the Department of Labor, if this bill became law, go about differentiating between New Yorkers who got overpayments because, you know, they didn't understand the system they were filling out, and those New Yorkers, you know, however many there are out there, who did try to take advantage of the system?
So as you know, New York paid out $70 billion in unemployment benefits, right? And, you know, there was also from 2020 and, you know, long before previous years, $90 billion was sent out for the state to recover. And this was a huge administrative burden. We know that DOL is now currently inundated with, you know, investigating fraudulent claims, trying to recoup for that. And we also know that, you know, many of these notices were an error or there were mix-ups, and not a single New Yorker was granted a waiver, right? So right now, the commissioner has the discretion to issue a waiver. There's no direct right from the claimant at this point, but this bill is going to allow them, and it's going to allow transparency with the waiver process, because right now it's not very clear on the website, you know, who's eligible, how do you request one. So this bill is going to make it very clear for people to, you know, apply for it, and then the Department of Labor and their, you know, representatives are going to comb through all of these claims and hopefully accept many of these waiver requests. So we know that the Department of Labor has, you know, hired many new representatives. They even outsourced to other agencies, workers who are now stepping in to help DOL with resolving the backlog with unemployment claims. So we feel like there'll be enough, a sufficient amount of manpower to go through these claims in a very precise and responsible way so that people are not, you know, on the hook for these overpayments. That's the main point of this, is making sure that we are, you know, many New Yorkers are already suffering, and we don't want to add an extra burden to them, especially when they did not apply through fraudulent means. You know, there was all of these new programs going out, and many people were just trying to get quick relief.
There's a line in the bill that says the state shouldn't recoup an overpayment if recovery would be, quote, against equity and good conscience. What is that provision speaking to, that component of this equation you've got?
So this sentence in the bill was basically added, and there's really no real precedent on this issue until after the federal package passed in December of 2020, where, you know, the federal government also saw that this was a problem. So they added this provision of equity and good conscience, right? And we follow their line of reasoning and judgment, and we added that to this bill. So this is going to provide a clear mechanism for claimants to request the waiver. And basically, we are looking at whether or not someone, you know, applied in good faith, did not willfully conceal any pertinent facts, or, you know, make a false statement or representation. And we will be looking at whether or not people have the ability to pay back, because that's also a major concern for New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. So that provision was really added after, guidance of looking after the guidance from the federal regulations that were passed after December. So that's where we got that language and a standard for us to guide DOL with resolving these issues.
So your bill is based on the premise that the pandemic was a crazy time, people were in need, it's a complicated system. How would you like to see overpayments of unemployment benefits handled in the future, though?
Right. I think, you know, this is a good mechanism and framework moving forward. I cannot tell you how many calls and emails I've received from constituents of how confusing the website is, how hard it is to get through and speak to a Department of Labor representative on the phone. So I think after everything we've experienced in 2020, you know, we need to look at the whole system as and figure out ways to move forward. And I believe that this is the first step and a good step in the right direction. We're going to make it easy for people to figure out where they can apply for this waiver form. It will be easily accessible on the website, easily laid out in terms of the forgiveness process. We're trying to make things more transparent and straightforward for claimants. We're also, with the bill, we're going to, you know, mandate a 15-day notice that Department of Labor has to notify claimants about overpayment and the waiver options, because many people just during this time received no answer from the Department of Labor or a very cryptic message left on their voicemails, and you had to figure out what does that actually mean. So we're trying to lay out this process so that it's transparent, easy to follow for claimants, and, we are just very dedicated to making this a transparent and straightforward process moving forward. And, I believe that this is the time to do it. I don't think, you know, during a pandemic that we should penalize people who applied for these benefits and relied upon a system that was created during one of the most vulnerable times in the history for many New Yorkers. So we want to make sure that people have access and don't have to worry about overpayments. And we want to make sure that it's a clear, accessible framework that agents can use moving forward, and that Department of Labor has the capacity to handle these claims.
Well, we've been speaking with Assemblymember Latoya Joyner. She's a Bronx Democrat who chairs the Chamber's Committee on Labor. Assemblymember, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate your time.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.